Father John Monborque writes in his book on forgiveness, "If you want to be happy for a moment, then take revenge. But if you want to be happy for a lifetime, then forgive." It is our experience, my dear brothers and sisters, that it's really very difficult to forgive. Why is this so? Why is there enough struggle for us to really forgive our fellow human beings when we also are sinners? One of the reasons is this, that it is very difficult to forgive because the pain inflicted on us is so great, and that pain continues to linger. And if it continues to linger, then it is very, very difficult for us to forgive. But then we are reminded by the readings of this Sunday's liturgy that we have to forgive in order for us to be forgiven. We have to forgive our fellow human beings in order for us to be forgiven by God. It is very, very clear in the Our Father. So when we pray the Our Father, it is there, no? Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. The book of Sirach in our first reading today states about the negative emotions that we human beings encounter as sinners. And what is this? Wrath or anger? Anger are hateful things according to the book of Sirach. These are unhealthy emotions. These are not good emotions. Yet sinners hug them. Sinners love to hate, love anger in their lives. Why is this so, my dear brothers and sisters? Because our human nature has been tainted with original sin. Our nature, which was created unto the likeness and image of God, has been destroyed by sin. And unless sin is not eradicated from our person, then that anger would continue, and that would result to unforgiveness. If we allow anger, hatred to dwell in us, then it would be very, very difficult really for us to forgive. Now, the book of Sirach also reminds us that forgive your neighbor's injustice or sin, so that when you pray, you will also be forgiven. So this is as what I have said in the prayer of Our Father. So we have to forgive in order for us to be forgiven. Let us always inculcate that in our consciousness. Let not hatred, anger, take its toll in our human person, but rather that the thought that we will only be forgiven by God if we forgive. This is, in essence, the lesson of the parable in our gospel today. The king has forgiven his servant who owed him much, much money or debt. So that servant pleaded, prostrated before the king. And out of compassion, the king wrote off the debt. But when that same servant met his fellow servant who owed him a very few amount of money, he maltreated that servant. Even if that servant asked for compassion, he received compassion from the king. But unfortunately, he was not able to give or to show that compassion to his fellow servants. And what was the king. And so the king was furious. and called that first servant. He said, I forgiven you. I canceled all your debt because you pleaded with me. You asked for mercy and compassion. I showed it to you. As I had showed it to you, you should have compassion and mercy to your fellow servants. But you did not show it to your fellow servants. So the lesson is clear, my dear brothers and sisters, that the King is God, and He forgives us. He showed us His compassion. And according to Pope Francis, God never tires of forgiving us. He never tires of forgiving us. So we should also have that same attitude, since we are also flawed. All human beings are flawed. We have our own flaws. So let us always remember and be considerate to our fellow human beings who have the same weaknesses, who have the same limitation, and have the same frailties as we have. Now, again, Father John, the author of the book on forgiveness, reminding each one of us that what happened if we do not forgive? If we do not forgive. Four very important points. Number one, if we do not forgive, we perpetrate the grief suffered within ourselves and in others. Remember that sin leads us to grief and pain. And that pain and grief will be transmitted from one generation to another generation. And only forgiveness can break that chain reaction. So the grief inflicted to each one will never stop unless one forgives. Point number two. We live with constant resentment if we do not forgive. And you know what? Resentment, we have a lot of that. We have a lot of resentment when we encounter our fellow human beings. Resentment is a form of disguised anger. So it's actually an anger, but it is in disguise. Its effect includes paranoia. Paranoia, you become paranoid. So if you live in your resentment, remember, you live also in paranoia. And paranoia is the cause or the origin of psychosomatic illnesses like cardiovascular diseases, arthritis, even cancer. So if we allow unforgiveness, if we dwell in hatred, resentment, this could lead us to so many psychosomatic diseases. Point number three. We remain fixated on the past if we do not forgive. Our mind, this is what we call, we cannot move on. Hey, move on. Do not dwell on the past. You're imprisoned on your past. And if we are so fixated on our past, and forgiveness paralyzes life, the memories of the past only increase old pain. The future is blocked. The future is blocked, and we cannot make new positive relationship. Fourth point. Sorry for my codigo. We seek, if we do not forgive, we seek revenge. We seek revenge. Or I could not read anymore. Revenge blinds anyone who gives in to it. It leads us to an endless cycle of violence, similar to mafia vendettas. So it all boils down to unforgiveness. May the readings of today's liturgy remind us that we have to forgive in order for us to be released from that imprisonment of our soul. And by the way, God has forgiven us many, many times. So it is but proper for us also to forgive. As a piece of advice, I usually say to my penitent that before I end this reflection, forgiveness is a grace. We cannot forgive. We have to pray to God for the grace of forgiveness.